Hello and welcome to the Illumination Cinema Movie Podcast with your hosts, Tyler W. Moore, Christopher Strong, and David J. Cantu.
Let me know when you're good to go, Chris.
Yep.
Cool.
Okay, so this is the review for Transformers 2, Dark Side of the Moon.
Hello, everyone. I'm not going to try again.
Hey. Beethoven couldn't hear himself play either. He still figured it out. You need to figure it out yourself.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to the Illumination Cinema Movie Podcast. I'm Tyler.
I'm David J. Cantu.
And I'm Chris.
And today, we're talking about the newest in the long line of Godzilla films, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where's my
Or is it Godzilla Kong? Like how it is like with Hunter.
Oh yeah.
It's not Hunter.
You don't
X
say
Hunter.
The X. Okay.
Yeah, apparently, as I've been informed.
It doesn't matter. I already watched it all. I already watched all saying it wrong.
I thought they were just shipping the two of them.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, they did cut the sex scenes out of there, which is very upsetting, honestly. You know, could have seen the little abominations of from hell, the little Godzilla Kong abominations.
Yeah, we're going to do this the same way we do every podcast when we talk about a new movie. We'll start in with our theater experience. We'll go non-spoiler notes and then spoiler notes. So you will be warned when we move into spoilers. Let's jump right in. Should we go first or should Chris go first?
Oh, no. Chris is going first on this one.
Fantastic.
Chris needs to go first on this. Okay, because mine is very funny. Okay, so I go to the theater I normally go to, right? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty normal. I'm sitting on the opposite sides. I'm usually sitting on. I texted Tyler. I was like, I'm very upset by that. Not actually, by the way. It doesn't actually matter. But the upsetting thing about this whole experience was that, you know, they show the trailers and the commercials before the movie starts, which is, you know, I would say no big deal, but it's kind of annoying, actually, how long it's going on for now. It's going on for like half an hour now instead of like 15 minutes like it used to be. Anyway, the annoying part was there was the Eminem commercial with the little mime, right? Does everyone knows this
one?
Let's invite Jacques over, right? Yeah. And this person in my theater just bursts out laughing at this movie. I don't talk about just like, huh. It was, it was insane. I could not believe somebody laughed at this stupid commercial. It wasn't even funny the first time the commercial happened.
No.
And this person apparently has never watched TV or
been to a
movie theater.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Ever, apparently.
It would have been a new commercial for me. That doesn't mean I would have found it funny because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. They play this M&M's commercial multiple times before every movie.
Oh, no.
And it's, yeah, it is completely and totally... Like it's a comedy graveyard.
It really is. By the way, they showed it twice.
Oh yeah. No, they always show it more than once for some reason.
And it's very upsetting the fact that they show it twice. And so the lesson here is go later this time, you know. Cause like, you know, used to like I get to the theater, by the way, when the movie is supposed to start. Because now I know I can stand in line and get my popcorn, snack, whatever I'm getting. Maybe all of them at the same time. Depending on how fat I'm feeling that day. Actually, I've never done that before, by the way, just to be clear. I've never actually done that
yet.
Before. Yet. Yeah, before. Later, maybe. When my life goes down the drain again, you know, it's going to happen.
Well.
But the thing is, though, so, like, I overpay for this food anyways. You know, I shouldn't have to be annoyed by all this crap that they're showing on screen. So I'm going to go later now as the lesson I've learned.
Well, I got a funny story for you, Chris. Mm-hmm. So,
I just want to start off your story by pointing out that it's one of the few times I ever managed to get someplace before Tyler.
Yeah, it's true. David came up from Winfield, as he usually does. And I had to rush from work to the theater across town, because we went and we saw this at the West Warren in IMAX. We decided, I had the thought, like, you know what? This is a big, stupid movie. I'm going to see it as big and stupid as possible. So we went ahead. We did that.
Most appropriate time to go big or go home.
Yeah. And we watched it on preview day on Thursday. So an amazing thing happened. Like, we pretty much got there. I think the start time was 6:10.
That's exactly when I walked through the doors.
And then I arrived at 6:15. But it's crazy because, like, I feel like it used to be the trailer started at start time, but now they play a bunch of ads and then trailers and then go into it. So we got to our seats. We're kind of like trying to gauge like how far in everything was. Trailers hadn't started yet. So we're like, you know what? Let's go get popcorn, because I had a free popcorn. I'm like, that's dinner for today.
And I was hungry, so I was probably just gonna eat popcorn to survive.
And what did you get, David?
Oh boy. So while in line, I had this very childlike thought as I saw all these people walking by with these really rad Godzilla King Kong popcorn buckets, and I was like, oh, is that just the large? I'll get that for damn sure. Guess I'm getting popcorn. And then I got up there and I found out it's actually like their combo deal. But it also comes with this really fun little cup that you either get a little Godzilla or a little King Kong. I'm not going to spoil which one I got, but it's the good one. Don't worry. But it's a little toy that you can absolutely just take off and play with by itself. I'm so excited.
Oh, and we played with it during the movie.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I put it on my armrest and had it watch the movie with us.
It was perfect.
It was very cute.
It added to the experience, you know. It was $32. $32 before taxes involved for the large bucket of popcorn, which I think it's a tin.
It is.
Yeah,
I think so.
I'm pretty happy with that, actually. Granted, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and just like skip dinner tonight because I spent that money, but totally cool. I was glad that I got those. Those are fun.
Yeah, no, that it's awesome. And well worth it. Well worth it. It wasn't my money to spend, but it was well worth it. So yeah, we get in. We got very good seats. I think we ordered tickets like a week-ish in advance.
Right.
Funny enough, I was coordinating it from out of town, trying to make sure that we were all seeing it today.
Just because I think you were trying to get to it before you threw to me. Chris, you were spot on with your assessment from Tyler and I's experience, because boy, we went in there, saw that they hadn't started the trailers yet, like Tyler said.
Yes, yeah.
Waited in line, felt like forever. We are thinking, oh, we are going to be late for the actual movie. It was 6:30 something. It was probably closer to 6:40 by the time we go walking back into this theater. We get into our seats and it is like just wrapping up. I don't know.
The IMAX logo was coming on screen. Like,
it was playing.
So
point is, we nailed it. We just did exactly perfect. And I just remember like sitting down. I had just noticed that the little toy comes off the cup. Like, it's not just a drink topper, but it's a legit toy. And I was just like, man, I don't care how this movie goes. I'm already having a great time.
We had a 10 out of 10 experience, like from the start. So, you know, like, I mean, honestly.
From the stress of showing up late, like it just like, yeah, that went cloud a terrific
nine.
Direction.
You're
yeah.
in cloud nine.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, and also the theater wasn't very crowded. So yeah. We didn't have to sit next to the people we were sitting next to. We just scooted over one. So there's a
teeny
bumper.
It's weird that guy chose a seat next to somebody, all things considered. But
it's like at the urinal, like you go to the bathroom, like, you know, you're taking a piss. And there's some guy that stands next to you and it's like you're looking around. It's just an empty bathroom. It's like, I don't need the social.
There's 12 urinals
right
and he chooses the one next to him.
Okay. Well, maybe you don't need to be so critical, Chris, because you know you could drown in less than 3 inches of water. How much do you think is in the urinal? That's right.
He needs a buddy. He needs a buddy.
After I'm done or before? I don't know which one.
Well, it's not getting any safer, Chris.
Lifeguard is on duty. So... Yeah, no, it was a good time at the movies. We saw to it. let's get into our non-spoiler notes for Godzilla Kong. They are in love.
Yeah. Do you count music as non-spoiler?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great. Junkie XL fucking sucks.
I feel like he did a better job than the last movie. This is also another question we can get around to after we finish talking about music. I felt like it was better than last time, but obviously we've heard the best version of the new music, which was in King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters, yeah. They have the perfect soundtrack. Use that, yeah. But apparently Junkie XL thinks that, oh, those old themes are overused to death. Yeah. Hey, bite me.
Here's my version. Shut of up. The Godzilla theme. Like,
what is it? What is it? Wait, please play me the Godzilla theme. No, you can't do it, can you? No one can because he sucks. And then I think he did the Batman v Superman movie as well, if not mistaken, or whatever, whichever one it was. And could you please play me the new Superman Batman theme? No, you can't because he sucks at this. Stop hiring this guy. You guys have lost the greatest composer you could possibly have for this series.
Yeah, no, they dropped the ball on that. And I still, like I had alluded to before, I rewatched the previous film earlier this month, because I haven't seen it since we saw it in the theater. Little recap, you know, I thought it was okay. It felt the same way as like watching the Avengers for the first time. Like, you know, it's a payoff of something they've been setting up for a while, but then you watch it at home and it's like, whatever. But like, I still enjoyed it. Like, it's still like a 6 out of 10. Like, it's fun. Even though I find many things about it annoying.
It gets up, meets expectations at the
Yeah. And like, I talked about in that podcast how like it was a little too sci-fi for me. And we're like, yeah. And like,
okay, that's fair. It really did start. It switched up a lot. Yeah. Well, not switched up.
Right. Well, I kind of accepted that's like, we're going further into that. And so that was kind of my expectations for this movie.
Which is why you weren't surprised when Kong got a lightsaber. We aren't supposed to spoil it.
David, come on,
I'm
man.
So sorry. You can edit it out.
No, I can't. I'm incapable of editing out those seconds.
You have no idea how much self-control it took for me not to spam the group chat with just accidental non-spoilers when you said that you weren't watching anything.
Yep.
I was just like, guys, I don't know about Kong's chainsaw. It feels like too much to me.
They cut his arm off and they attached the chainsaw to it, just like ash.
Well, yeah, no, because a couple weeks ago we were shooting some little bits for Arrive Alive, and David started talking to me about something that was happening in the movie. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I asked him if he had seen the Shimo reveal yet, because thanks to toys coming out sooner than movies.
Oh, you gotta love that, by the way. Yeah.
I'm pretty okay with it. Like, and I'm excited about something, I will take every little bit. I'm like, oh, that does look fun. I can't.
Right.
And they're like, oh, it's so much bigger than the Kong one. It's gonna be ferocious and mean.
Yeah, because we know nothing about, like, because these are new characters being introduced, like, it doesn't matter. Like, we're getting their designs revealed to us. We don't know anything
their scale
about them.
That's well, true. Because that's they true. Come out together as a set.
Yeah.
You know who I was really happy to see that they come back with was Doug. There's a real deep cut for anybody that knows this one.
Was Doug the little Godzilla looking thing?
No. Yeah. He's like the little lizard guy. He's in both movies.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh yeah.
Apparently his name is Doug. Who knew?
I didn't know its name was Doug. Though I do know apparently that thing's supposed to come from like a converging evolution line. Is the Godzilla family?
Oh no kidding.
Yeah. Along with like the blade that Kong's axe is made out of.
Right.
Not an actual like Godzilla blade. Turns out slightly different but much bigger variation.
Oh. No kidding.
Oh yeah, nerds covered all this stuff, and you could just watch it for free.
I already fucking forgot what the ice monster's name is.
Shimo.
Shimo. Is that? Do you know?
That is the mother of all monsters, apparently. So that's supposed to be like the original Titan.
Okay.
But since they didn't really cover that much in the movie, I don't know how much they're gonna like maintain that, just because, like, now there's a lot of talk about, like, oh, did Shimo freeze Ghidorah? Because that makes a lot more sense than Nuclear Breath Godzilla freezing Ghidorah, which is the canon before this movie came out.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Well, the amazing thing is, like, the Kong versus Godzilla, right? That movie had, like, so much stuff that they cut out and reshot.
Really?
There was an absolute ton of lore that Adam Wingard wanted to have in the movie originally. And the studio was like, hey, listen, the audience is not going to be able to carry all this information in their head that you're just, like, dumping on them.
That's a fair criticism, I think.
Because really, there is just so much stuff. And there's, like, there's a very large list.
It is, but then they end up with no story in that movie as well.
Yeah. And they had to do all those, like, reshots. No, it's like, you know, I know that some people were like, oh, well, it wasn't Adam's fault for it. It's like, I agree, but I also disagree with the fact that he was also there the whole time rewriting stuff. So he's like, it's also kind of his fault on some of the stuff, too.
They had an abundance of time with that movie because of COVID. So, like, it's almost like it's a little bit of, you have time to sabotage yourself in some ways.
Yeah. Also, that's what the show, I don't want to be yelling, sorry, the show Monarchs for.
The Apple
anyway, you just oh, you, no, you, okay. can, you can you can you can you can dump lore into that, no problem.
That's
no,
true.
Everyone's gonna be like, oh, that's awesome. It's like, yeah, that's fine.
I know you've been watching that, Chris. I don't have Apple. I've Roy and Gina told me it's good.
I've been wanting to watch it as well.
What do you think of it, Chris?
I thought it was fun. You know, it's okay-ish for the first, like, half. It's like, it's okay. Then the second half, it starts kicking off. It's actually a lot of fun.
Oh, okay.
But the first half is kind of, like, a little slow. If you're not invested in the MonsterVerse, though, you're not going to give a crap about the show. You're going to be like, who cares?
If they ever put out, like, a Blu-ray or something, I might go ahead and just try to watch it that way. Or if I get, like, a free trial or something. I'm not going to go out of my way to get Apple just for one thing.
Listen, one thing.
I mean, it is worth it for Kurt Russell. That's all I'm saying.
He is true. That's true. That's he's in there.
I just want to say that, I mean, I appreciate how much Godzilla's helped me put my life together, especially recently, as I've been able to dig into this stuff, because with my ADHD-addled mind, I need, like, one level of distraction to be able to do anything.
And there's constantly something.
Exactly. There's always something about, like, especially with the lead up to this movie, there's been so much that I could just have playing in the background while I'm, like, doing dishes, just so I could stay focused on dishes. I need my Godzilla lore, you know?
Yeah.
So I have one last little note. I think it's a non-spoiler since everyone kind of knows that there's other apes in this movie. So, you know. I like the expressions that they were giving the apes in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're actually trying to give them, like, you know, it reminds me of so much of what they do with Planet of the Apes.
It looks so good.
You know, it feels a little bit behind almost with what they've already accomplished in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
The recent ones. But at the same time, it's like, you know, sorry, they already mastered this in one movie.
And there's a shitload of them,
you know,
too.
Good luck trying to master it again. You know,
and
like,
listen,
okay, these guys have had time to do this.
Yeah, and listen, these are some big monkeys. These are some big monkeys. So, like, you know, I
absolutely love the different types of apes being incorporated into it. You know, it's like, oh, so those are chimps, but they're all, like, more or less the same size. Whatever. I mean, it kind of, I'm going to be real. To me, a tiny bit, it devalues what a gorilla is to the other apes.
Because they're all giant.
It's like, okay, so if a chimp and a gorilla are the same size, I'd probably rather be the chimp, actually, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that's, like, leads to, like, one last little thing here, which is, like, this is more of a general note, I suppose, which was, like the scale is all off in this whole movie.
Yeah,
it's like, I can't tell you what the size is of any of these creatures because, like,
a lot of them you don't
everything
see next
in
to
there
each other
is so freaking massive. Yeah, you don't see the humans next to them very often.
Good.
Too. It's like, I don't know how big they are compared to these guys, and it's like they don't feel huge, and it's like they just kind of exist as a certain size.
Okay, but given that you're an adult who showed up to a Godzilla movie, you could probably keep in mind that they're pretty big, right?
Yeah, but like I liked whenever you watch in, like, 2014 or even the King of the Monsters movies, like, you can really feel the size of them when they're down on the human level.
Yeah, we don't
you
get
you
want to
feel
level.
The size.
I
you don't get that stuff.
Yeah, I agree, and I also loved that. But that being said, they did that 10 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, I do kind of have a feeling, like, when I entered this movie and, like, kind of saw, okay, we're definitely we're going further into the tone that they set up last time, I had a little bit of a, okay, people don't matter anymore. So, like, we're...
Hollow Earth the movie is what I was expecting.
We're heading into a spot where, like, it's just going to be dumb monster action.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm like, obviously I prefer the other thing. Like, 2014 still remains my favorite of the Legendary series. But yeah, no, I mean, like, I can also appreciate this. This is almost like, it kind of feels like we have our own Showa era. Because you have this really grounded...
Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely that, yeah.
We have a really grounded, serious one, and now we're getting real silly, like...
You know, we're taking stuff from the Heisei, the Millennium, yeah. You know, we're just smashing it together into this movie.
Right.
Now, I assume that means that people in Japan are going to love it because, you know, right? Because this is what they're into, right? It's just dumb, stupid things happen on screen with magic and princesses and crap.
We'll fucking find out, crap man. I'm actually kind of curious what they think of it.
Yeah.
No, he's still fat. He's still a big fatty. That's what they're going to think. Americans, of course.
He lost.
No, wait a second. What are you talking about? He was, like, he had, like, a chest. Like, it was,
yeah, no,
Godzilla almost had a rack.
It been was, working out.
Yeah.
He's a bench pressing all, yeah, those, it, all those titans, you know? Just, ooh.
I mean, yeah, he has not had much time to rest, as we have seen.
Yeah, he's a sleepy guy in this movie.
Which brings us, I think, into spoiler territory, right?
Let's go into spoiler.
Okay, because before we get too far from this,
yeah,
why I so happily disagree with you guys about the 2014 Godzilla, which I enjoyed that movie. I've rewatched it. It's still my least favorite out of all of them because when I show up for a Godzilla movie, I get tired of the human element. Because I've noticed almost every other movie I've ever seen, just so full of humans. Godzilla, mostly in Godzilla movies I found.
Yeah.
And I think back to when I was a little kid and my dad would see that, like, a Godzilla movie was playing on, like, AMC.
Yeah.
And sometimes... it would be great. And, you know, it's not like he's going to sit and watch it with me. He has got cars to work on. So he puts it on, he leaves, and sometimes it is just so cool. And I'm like, wow, look at the boo, 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 boo.
Yeah.
And it's fun and it's monster fighting. And that's what I thought Godzilla is about. And then sometimes it would be, I mean, not that I have anything against Asians, but it would just be Asian people with subtitles. And I was a child wanting to watch a... monsters like smash against each other.
I do feel it's like just... you have a little bit of benefit of not only being a child, but being a child with ADD, so you could get distracted from those things, because it's definitely a big part of all of the movies, or like 80% of them, of that, like, kind of original, like,
I would agree.
Everything that we had.
There needs to be enough, like, Godzilla actually cut in.
Right.
And there was a number of the movies I remember when I was a kid, I just felt like it was forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the movie was called Godzilla. It wasn't called People.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, that, like, going into 2014, that was something that, like, because that was the major complaint from a lot of people. And I was like, have you seen one? So that was, and like,
well, and that's the thing.
And that's not necessarily an excuse.
You would not have heard that complaint from me.
Right.
Because I wouldn't have said, oh, it's too much people. I would have just said, like, I would have liked more monster action.
Right. And you're comparing it against these new ones where there is more monster action. So
every time since the 2014, every time since the 2014 in the MonsterVerse, every time the movie is just like, you guys just want more monster action? All right, let's just give you that then.
I remember when it was a complaint for King of the Monsters that there was too much monster action. And then I saw that was a complaint for this. It's like the one piece of, like, critic.
That's my favorite complaint
that I saw
to see
about, like,
a Godzilla movie. I'm like,
okay,
yes!
I know what to expect. I'm all in.
See, my biggest issue with this movie is the fact that it's called Godzilla, yes. Kong.
Yes.
Right?
And there's barely any Godzilla in it.
Tell me again, what was the amount of time Godzilla was on screen in 2014? About 10 minutes or so? Yeah. How long was he on screen for this movie? About 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, about similar. We did, like, it's
weird.
It was
just like,
okay, hold up. So they did, it's a Kong movie. They did the thing that you apparently liked so much and you don't like it this time?
Well, because, and I'll defend Chris on this one, because now we do have a bunch of monster action and one of the title monsters is only like 10% of it. So that's kind of,
I agree that Kong should have gotten top billing on this one.
It should be 50-50. It should be Kong Godzilla. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's mislabeling. I also kind of want to watch a Godzilla film again, but I guess we'll never get that ever again either. Cause it's like, they're just going to team them up all the time. It's like, I want to see a Godzilla film. I like King Kong. Yeah.
Where's the arc with Godzilla is the problem. And I'm saying this as a Godzilla fan. Yeah. Godzilla shows up to the party trashed. You know, he is ready already. You know, he shows up to the party. He doesn't need to do any drinking to get ready. He's already there. You know,
he's already in party mode.
He pre-gamed.
They definitely established this time around, like, oh no, Godzilla is so fucking strong. Like, he's the one who's here to clean up the mess.
Apparently he was that strong millennia ago.
Yeah.
How fun. Before, you know,
before
nuclear
the last
reactors.
Movie where we were concerned about. I agree with Chris. I do think that is like the lowest point of the movie. It didn't bother me that much because I do enjoy the Kong stuff. But I did think I thought it was kind of weird going in, like, oh, like, because the last movie centered around Kong. Good. Because we have two Godzilla movies, one Kong movie. So that one gets to kind of be the main monster of it. Mm-hmm. It was weird going into this one that was still the case. And I'm not necessarily complaining, but I mean, maybe I am a little, but
I get that God is already in his name, but it's just that Godzilla would be the deus ex machina of like any story that he's involved in. It's just, oh no, there's a thing here and it's big and scary and it's causing trouble. And even Kong can't take it. What are we gonna do?
Yeah, I guess,
just don't get what you can do with Godzilla besides let him show up and handle the problem, you
but
know?
But no, like, I guess I have to kind of jump in here, honestly, because, like, so look at King of the Monsters for a second, right? Mm. Godzilla struggled hard against King Ghidorah.
Yes.
And had to get supercharged by a nuclear bomb in order to actually take him out.
Right.
Spoiler alert, by the way, for King of the Monsters, because you haven't watched that, apparently. That's your fault. That's
you
your
skipped
own
this
fault.
One.
Yeah, exactly. Godzilla had something to struggle against the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. Right? Yeah. Exactly. And then let's set up the big bad for this movie right here, right? So he's a big ape guy, King Scar, I guess.
Scar King,
Scar,
but yeah.
King. Scar King, whatever. Who cares? He sucks. Kong basically beats him up in the first couple seconds. I'm like, okay, so he wins, and then he basically cheats by having he has Simon over there, whatever the creature's name is, blast him with some ice. He's like, oh, I got a little tiny tissue damage. Oh, my arm, and then goes off, and then Godzilla could easily have won the fight against both of them, honestly.
Because apparently he did it fine before.
Yeah. So like, what is this creature's like? This thing has nothing. I don't care. This
well,
no
it
threat.
Almost killed him before, remember?
He won before.
Yeah, I
definitely had the same thoughts while that first fight was going on. I'm like, oh, he's not having a super hard time against Scar King. I did overall like him as a villain. Like, obviously, like, I mean, he's not... We're definitely not doing... like a hero's journey story or anything like that. You know, he's kind of just an opposition, but like, I think he looks really cool. I think he's got like a really cool weapon. Like, he's got a second monster that he has control over. I thought
he was such a good combatant.
Yeah.
Like, despite whatever the hell movie Chris was apparently watching, like, he was whipping on Kong for the first bit, which I gotta admit, I wasn't expecting it to go like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the fact that Kong only has to get a few good hits in, you know, look at
right.
their muscle mass.
He, like, it's almost like Scar King's kind of like almost smarter and like and then like
Super
Kong is brute force.
Well, I mean,
like Kong, but Kong is smart because he has all those traps he makes. Apparently,
yeah,
like he's the Ewoks from the
I guess, yeah, like
Star Wars.
I'm missing the right like descriptor for Scar King.
Well, here's one Pokemon trainer, because at a certain point, like once he introduced Shimo, he stopped actually fighting himself.
Yeah,
like he was still on the battlefield. He was still sort of involved.
He's got power in numbers,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. He was... Oh, and that's a great point. Yeah, he didn't use that, even though absolutely could have, which confuses me, because as we saw in the last movie, where one big-ass ape almost got Godzilla, like, you know, don't get me wrong.
It was tilted towards Godzilla,
yeah,
for
tilted
sure,
towards Godzilla. What if it was two apes?
Yeah.
What if it were three? They have them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get how he won last time. I would kind of like to see what happened there.
Yeah.
You know, were there still Godzillas around? Because, you know, in the canon, you know, he is the last of his race. That means that a time before there was more.
Yeah.
But that's, that had me confused, like how he would have won that previous fight, especially if Scar King already had Shimo last time, too. It's.
Yeah, if he's by himself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Which means that he would have won this fight too by himself.
Which, yeah, I feel like maybe last time it was closer, and then Godzilla's kind of coming in, like we said, as a Deus Ex Machina, to swoop in and say. I think
they've both been building their armies. If you think about that, Scar King was building an army, and Godzilla. If you watch the Apple series, they definitely go more into about how. The other Titans are like Godzilla's army. Is that correct, Chris?
Sort of. Yeah, pretty much. Like so
they're a little. I mean, they're sort of subjugated.
That's even what they allude to in like King of the Monsters.
Oh,
the thing is,
like,
with this right here.
Right.
So you have all the, you have like 1,000 apes there, right?
Yeah.
Or however many apes. I don't know. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you only have a couple of people who are actually really loyal to Scar King. You're telling me that none of those apes took him out at any point in time in the thousands of years that apparently he's been hidden down here.
Yeah,
I wondered about that myself.
Yeah,
like they can throw rocks.
You're telling me
that
he's
got rocks,
really?
Yeah,
like they have to move a rock out of the way to get Shimo out, and so I don't know. It felt stupid.
It's this thing of like keeping them like starving and weak so that they can't challenge him, and like totally betting on the idea that they're not going to realize there's more of us than him. Like, I think that, and it's not like, again, like it's another one of, like I was kind of getting at before with, like, you know, you have kind of a narrative block with Godzilla and everything. It's like, I'd like to see them try to get around it. Like, you know, try to challenge themselves to do that. But this is also fun too. So like, what am I fucking complaining about? I think like the third act, let's get into like the kind of the final battle, because like obviously
it's 5 minutes long, the 5 minute long one.
I mean, there's a little bit, because like obviously the final one's like up on our side, but like there's a little bit of like lead up stuff to it. Something you never fucking hear from me, man. It's really cool. Mothra showed up, like, because I thought that was really fun, and Mothra looks. I don't know if they changed the design or if like.
I think they did.
I think it's a little bit like
sleeker. It's battle mode.
It's even cooler. Like, I really like Mothra in this movie, even though like there's not much of her.
I'm gonna bare my ass a little bit here. I felt embarrassed when Scar King showed up and he saw like the whole crystal pyramids were about to tippy tap, you know?
Yeah.
And he knew to blast some ice at that. He's like, no, we want to stop that. Don't want that to happen. Here's what made me feel embarrassed about that. Minutes before, they explained how that worked, and I didn't get it. I was like, it's gonna be a gravity pulse. Okay, whatever. I'll just watch when it happens. And
yeah,
it's just like, wow, that ape is so much more perceptive than me.
Also, that did not, absolutely nothing at all for the whole story. Why they even bother doing
it down.
That? It looks cool. It looks really cool. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, but all that did was just like make some people float around a little bit. It's like,
okay,
that's cool.
It didn't make any people float around. It made big-ass titans float around, which also, something that I absolutely love in this movie, Godzilla's moving around like a lizard, you know?
Yeah.
He's not a T-Rex roaring around, just like...
He's like, what is going... I don't know what to do in this situation.
Exactly, he's just like on a rock, and then he'll jump to the next rock, and he'll dive off a cliff, and he didn't break his neck, because apparently it's really deep.
Yeah, no,
how big is a cliff that Godzilla can stand at the top and be like, oh, watch out, buddy, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah,
they show like multiple times, by the way, of these like these apes like falling off the cliff. It's like, I guess they're dead. And Godzilla's like, eh.
No, Or Kong falling from the sky in that place.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why should any of the others?
We want to criticize scale. There was a scene that both David and I remarked on, which is like, Godzilla is like, he's pissed off. He's like, he jumps off a cliff into the water, like immediately into the water, like on the shore. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess it gets really deep, really quick.
That was
quick.
The shot that when he was on the Gibraltar, that's where the cliff is.
On top of the actual rock, by the way, of Gibraltar. It's kind of crazy.
They pee on that. Anyways, my point is that lizard has lost so many tons. It looks great. It looks great. No, I'm not criticizing.
They did a really good job, like, kind of updating the design. Because, his Super Saiyan Rosé form is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like, it's one of those things, like, the film is definitely narratively weak. I think it is.
Agreed.
Just kind of...
I won't try and defy... I'm not going to defend that. No.
It's, like, it's definitely an excuse to show a bunch of cool shit happening. Luckily, that shit was really cool.
It had the laziest foreshadowing I've ever seen in a movie. And... I want it there. I'm not saying, like, they got to get rid of it, but... Just as soon as, hey, Chris, I'm getting eaten alive out here.
Yeah.
Let's talk. So also another thing where like I thought something and then the characters said it.
This movie is good for that.
It was like, and I liked the character later on when he was introduced. I thought, oh, I'm going to hate this guy.
Oh,
the Kiwi Ace Ventura. Like,
yeah, I actually liked him, honestly.
No, like when he started...
Was he in the last movie?
I really liked him.
Okay,
he's
thank God,
because
I thought I forgot him, I thought he was fun.
Yeah, no, like the first scene, I was like, oh, this is going to be fucking terrible.
And agreed. Then, I was so ready for him to die.
Yeah, I he's going to be the guy who like, he's too cocky and then he fucking gets eaten by...
No, then they introduced the big fat guy who's really annoying.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he's going to die first.
Yeah.
And he got eaten by a tree. And I'm like, you know what? All right.
Yeah.
That fella's never ate from a tree in his life. It's not fair.
But no, like, it also, I'll throw this in there as well, since we're talking about human characters and there's barely anything to talk about, thankfully. Like, all of the ones that they brought back from Godzilla vs. Kong were ones that I did like. I'm glad Millie Bobby Brown isn't here.
But I'm very sad I'll see Kyle Chandler, though. My father's not in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, he was barely in the last one.
Because you got to have a dad in this. They actually had a very sweet story between the mom and the adopted daughter, who, by the way, is played by a deaf actress.
Yeah.
So, deaf character, deaf actress. I'm very happy they did that.
Yeah, that was cool.
And
also, there is a dad in this movie, Kong.
Well, it depends. Now, how do you know it's a guy? How do you know it's a guy or girl? Do you turn the lizard upside down?
Are you talking about Kong?
Because I'm thinking...
You know what? Never mind. Chris is right. We've never seen Kong's dong.
Yeah. We've also never seen King Kong's dong. Goodness gracious. There's some rhyming there. Anyway, you know what was a great movie for that, though? Monster Squad. You get to see the Wolfman.
Yeah, Wolfman's got nards. It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, something that I cannot get off my mind, but I'm still going to say it just in case I accidentally forget. Did Shimo not give you crazy, like, How to Train Your Dragon vibes?
Yeah, a little bit.
It looked like they ripped that model straight from that movie.
Talking about, like, the giant monkeys being very expressive, Shimo's actually pretty expressive, too, especially at the end. Like, I was like, aw.
I was giving little scratches. I'm like, oh, that's
nice. Yeah, yeah.
So now Kong has a child, a pet, mm-hmm. and a whole civilization gets to rule, I guess.
Did, Was that the little guy's mom that got kicked in the lava, or like just an older one?
I kind of
Uncle Rick.
I kind of assumed like an Uncle Rick, I'm watching over this kid, you know.
Sorry, you know his mother left him with me. She'll be
his
back.
Mother was sick. His mother was sick, and I promised I'd take. She died in my arms. I promised I'd take care of him.
And now I'm thinking of the shrimp from Shark Tale.
By the way, speaking of, so fight scenes in this for me, was about 50-50. I liked half, and I kind of hate the other half. Sure. I will say, I really, really liked the part where Kong picks up the little small one and just starts smacking.
Everyone laughed. That was something that we got to, that's part of the theater experience. I liked, I think we had just the right amount of people. Yeah. Good crowd that when we started laughing and everyone else is laughing, that just felt like a very good moment. I'm like, I'm glad the world thinks this is funny.
I'm glad the world likes using children as weapons. And there's that was amazing. I love when he helps the mm-hmm. one other one up and then it tries to attack him and he just fucking pushes him down the fucking off.
Like,
the
listen, I gave you a chance, buddy. By the way, we missed. We're talking about Mothra.
Yeah.
She didn't die in this movie.
Yep,
I know.
I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, that's what always happens to Mothra. You know, it's the whole point of Mothra.
And you know what?
Like,
Gia's kind of the fairy in this movie. By the way, there's a little lightning bug that shows them where the thing was. I was like, I said, oh god, no, because I thought it was gonna be the fairies.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I'm always ready for them to pull twins on me.
Yeah, to the show.
This. I'm just like, someone is going to die, and then they're going to show back up, and we're going to be like, I thought you were dead. It's like, I'm actually their sister. It's like, I get it. The twins.
Well, because we're in silly territory, I'm now I am now a little bit on my toes about stupid shit like that happening. I mean, I don't know. I think the silliest you can get is having an American version of Jet Jaguar show up.
That's pretty silly.
It kind of does a little bit in this movie, by the way. There's a little bit of graffiti in Rome that references Jet Jaguar.
I noticed the pizza.
The Godzilla.
It has a punch, punch, punch stuff going on. Like it's a little, it's like this really brief little thing.
Okay,
smashes into it. Yeah,
I want to point something out on this same topic, but I want to make it very clear that I'm not making fun of it, mm-hmm. but just how horrible the timing is. Godzilla when he's swimming and he's just smashing through all those bridges.
Yeah. Oh no! Yep. Okay,
also,
so you and I are the same thing.
He could have gone lower.
Gotcha.
He could have. And he steps. He steps over the Colosseum walls multiple times. He's like, you know, I'll even lift my tail. Don't worry about me.
Didn't give a shit about the pyramids. Wasn't concerned about the pyramids.
There's plenty of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of those,
they're all over the world, Tyler. Apparently, inside the world too.
Yeah. Who knew? And that's how you know aliens built that stuff. There you go.
I thought it was Transformers.
Yeah, that's true.
Say your line, David. Yeah.
No, they didn't give me a good opening for it. Chris, I was so... Because I knew that there was going to be the scene in Egypt, right? And the whole movie, I was like, all right, I'm going to crack Tyler's shit up. When someone is positioned underneath a Titan, I have to do the... I'm under enemy scrotum line. And...
I knew you were going there. I was just, like, oh, you're
there was just none of the human people there for that scene. I didn't get the opening I wanted. I don't know. I'm disappointed in myself. I should have just gone for it. Especially because at the beginning, when the girl is having her little trance, and she's like etching and scribbling on the table, and
yeah,
I had to bite my tongue to stop myself from going like, "Hey Tyler, look, it's Transformers 2." And I was like, "No, you're gonna ruin your scrotum joke for later." And I didn't get to do it. I should have taken my chance.
So I was thinking more like, you know, the omen or whatever happening there with her.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, and this is going to lean into the, I agree about it not being the best writing. The scribbles, the spikes it lines up with the seismograph or SOS signal, right?
Yeah.
Is what we end up finding out it is. But when she looks at her daughter's scribbles And then she's like, they're the same thing. And
there's three spikes.
In my head, I'm just like, you could have just as easily written like, it's Godzilla. She's seeing Godzilla. Look, the spikes, they're just like on the back of Godzilla. Like, it's as far as I'm concerned,
three
have
spikes,
the same amount of
connection. Three A's. Three capital A's. she needs to call AAA. Her car's broken down.
Yeah. Oh no, it needs a new tire. Yeah. by the way, so this I'll also give my last real criticism of this movie. So I had to go to the bathroom twice in the middle of this movie.
That's when all the plot happened.
Nothing happened. I missed nothing. That's the thing. I missed absolutely nothing. And I was like, wow, I missed nothing. I know exactly what happened. I left, like, so whenever they got to the temple, the first one, before they went to the little...
That's a good time to pee.
The webbing. And I went to the bathroom, came back, and they still weren't through the webbing yet. I was like, really? They haven't got the webbing yet? They kind of oh, here's this thing.
I mean,
went to the bathroom, came back,
and
like, really?
It was fun, though. I had a good laugh at that, you know, when she's like pawing through. Is she supposed to do that? And I agree. It's like, why... Are you opening heaven? Close heaven. I don't think you're allowed to just go in.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We don't know the rules. You don't know the rules of this place.
You don't know what you missed out on, Chris. That was a good chuckly moment.
No, you know the rules, and so do I. That's it. Cut that joke out of there.
Yeah, we can probably wrap this fucker up. David, final thoughts on Godzilla X Kong, the new empire.
I had a great time, and that moment that is in all the previews recently, where the Scar King takes his whip slash. By the way, it's called a whip slash, apparently.
That's the name of the weapon.
Yeah. But when he uses it to grab the top part of the building and throws it.
That was fucking awesome.
Peripherally, I saw your mouth hanging open. And I turned just to make sure I saw that right. And yeah, you were mouth agape.
I loved it.
That, like, getting chucked. And especially for the fact that, I can't remember if you've already said this on the show, but you went into this without seeing any stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas I went in just absorbing everything. Anytime someone had a theory that showed up on my YouTube timeline, if I had the time, I was like, yeah, sure, play. Let me hear what you got to hear. And it's nice.
Sorry.
He's playing with a Godzilla toy.
I am. I had it swimming across.
It's the correct Godzilla. It's legendary. Man, that's a dope. Wait, I got a Godzilla toy now too. You show
we'll
up.
We'll have them do battle.
Oh, get off your stick. Ah, oh, man.
Okay.
Mine looks more like Manila.
Anyway, what's your Jamie rating?
Oh, okay. Because it gave me exactly what I wanted, I'm going to give it a 9.
I feel it. That's so spiteful. I can feel it. But I'm...
Oh, no.
Everything's going to even out. It's going to be amazing.
It's probably Chris.
It's going to even out. Don't worry about
this. Chris, what are your final thoughts? What do you give this
I've been saying for years I just wanted the fights, guys.
So obviously, you know, I don't be negative Nancy here. And I should clarify here, too. It's like, there are people online and Rotten Tomatoes and type of stuff, whatever, that talk about, like, how it's like, oh, it's not as good as, like, Godzilla minus zero.
Minus one, yeah.
Is that minus one, rather? Minus zero, what's wrong with me? Minus one?
Yeah, what the fuck did you expect? Yeah.
No. That thought, by the way, didn't even cross my mind at all until, like, I got home, and it was like, I was like, am I crazy here? Maybe I'm crazy here. I missed something or whatever. But no, I didn't miss anything. It's not good. It was just kind of, you know, I know people told me it's a popcorn flick.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. But I wasn't, like, entertained either, which is also kind of the biggest issue here.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think it's not as good as Kong vs. Godzilla or King of the Monsters, so I gotta give it a 5.5 out of 10.
Okay.
I'm probably never gonna watch the movie again, by the way.
Fair. I'm probably never gonna watch the last one again, even though
I'll rewatch King of the Monsters again. Yeah. I probably will never watch this again.
I'm more likely to watch this one than the last one. I had fun.
Before you drop your number on it, I just want to make one point that this might be looked at like a negative, but I think it's a positive. For King of the Monsters especially, not so much the last one, but King of the Monsters, I remember feeling like it dragged on for such a long time. Even when it was showing me stuff that I liked watching,
yeah,
it felt like a very long experience.
Yeah.
This one, it paced not only was really it exactly, well. it only gave me the monster action-y fight stuff that I wanted, yeah. You know, cut so much of the stuff that I didn't. But I felt like, I was so surprised when I looked at the clock at the end and I was like, oh, wait. And it didn't even start until half an hour after showtime, so.
Yeah.
It's got to be under 2 hours long. I don't know what the runtime is, but it didn't.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. I was going to say, my ass wasn't tired, and it was exhausted the last two movies.
With King of the Monsters, I adore the fights in that more. Like, the reason to show up, I like it more. However, this one did a much better. Like, I loathed the human story in that movie. This one has this one has so little in that department. Like they keep it, like, you know, they have a nice little thing with the mother daughter. I don't dislike any of the human characters that don't die. I feel like they perfected that aspect of it, like giving us the action we want. Like, they could potentially write a better script. I'm gonna go with a 7.5. I feel like I will probably watch this one again. I had a lot of fun seeing it on a big, gigantic, stupid screen. Was really great. Mm-hmm. And I know Wingard says he wants to do a third one and like kind of wrap it up as a trilogy. I feel like that would be a really good out point, and maybe we can reboot Godzilla in America.
Hold up, you mean another Godzilla Kong movie?
Another Godzilla Kong movie.
Okay, like, I gotta be honest, this one felt like it had a bow on it.
So did the last one.
Can we get Space Godzilla? Well, like, can we just end it with the best one?
Well, because I think, like, and that's something too. Like, I think
there's a whole canon out there.
There's no post-credit scenes in this one. I think they are playing each of these by ear now, because obviously they had a plan before. I think if we were to wrap it up soon, that would be the way to do it. And I don't know what their plans are. But it's not like they're doing an expansive, like, there's not a Rodan movie. There's not a, you know.
I'd rather they do Destroya Mothra than Space Godzilla. Destroya, now that I think about it, I guess Destroya, it needs a whole different setup than probably, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm still on board. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Screw it. Godzilla Kong Gamera. That's the third one.
Oh, that would. Oh, my God. Oh.
Gamma who what?
Godzilla Kong Gigan. And Jet Jaguar. Thanks for listening, everybody. We have another one coming out in a couple days for April Fool's Day. And then there's going to be we're going to be a lot more consistent. We're not going to have photo finishes like we have the last couple months. Trying to get an episode out every month. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Illumination Cinema Movie Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. For updates on this show and their other projects, get your parents' permission to go to illuminationcinema.com.